Hello everybody and welcome to another installment of the Supermarcy.com audio reviews. I am your host and reviewer, Supermarcy, and I'm joined with my partner in crime, Mr. Bede Jermaine. Hello Bede.
Hello Marcy, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, thanks. Just trying to be less terrible these days, Marcy, but it's just not working. It's just too hard being not terrible.
Yeah, you're just terrible comes naturally to you.
Exactly.
What can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
We are just freshly back from a trip to the movies where we saw The Jungle Book. Not the Disney animated version or any other version. It is the new Disney live action version directed by Jon Favreau. We saw it in 2D. We had a pretty big screen, so it was a good viewing experience. Yeah. I'll just add, since where we are right now in Melbourne, it's school holiday, so there's a lot of kids and families in the movies, yeah. And I was getting annoyed by a kid that kept, in all the exciting bits, was kicking my chair, and it was really annoying. Gave him a death stare, and he stopped.
Yeah, although the kid behind me kept asking, "Mom, why is there no explosions in this movie?"
And it's just like, come on, normal etiquette, just common sense. Please use it when you go to the movies.
Yeah,
not that hard.
I mean, I don't mind kids talking in the movies because they're going to do it anyway.
When you're up and down, kicking and talking loudly, and you know, rustling your food loudly, it's not on.
But other than reviewing our cinema experience...
Yeah, we're here to review the actual movie. So basic synopsis. An orphan boy is raised in the jungle with the help of a pack of wolves, a bear, and a black panther. For those that don't know, you've got Mowgli?
Mowgli, yeah.
Mowgli, I can't say his name. I believe he's a newcomer, Neil Seth.
This is his very first film.
Yeah. We've got Bagheera, who's the panther, and that's voiced and I think motion captured by Ben Kingsley. His mother wolf, played by Lupita Nyong'o, is Raksha.
Raksha. Yeah.
I can't say these names very well. And then his father, Giancarlo Esposito, is Aquila.
Yep.
Who you might remember from Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. And you also have Baloo, who's voiced and acted by Bill Murray. And you've got your villain, Shere Khan, who's done by Idris Elba. Mm-hmm. And showing up at some point in the movie is King Louie, who is done by Christopher Walken.
He's
the only character that actually looks like the actor. It's disturbing.
I'm just sitting there watching the movie and I'm just thinking, like, because they do a lot of close-ups on King Louis's face. I'm just sitting there thinking, in a strange way, he does kind of look like Christopher Walken.
It really kind of does. It's bizarre. We'll start off with, like, visually. It's a very visual movie.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing. It is almost hard to believe that those were not real animals. That was not the real scenery. It is very much CG motion capture. It looks so realistic.
Yeah.
That's the future for movies like this, where if you can't get to a location or you need to use animals, doing this is the way to go, because I think there's so much more freedom and it doesn't look tacky. It looks realistic.
Yeah, it does. Visually, the film does look amazing. And I know Jon Favreau, like, in terms of how he wanted the animals to look, was inspired by Life of Pi, because how photorealistic the tiger was in that film. And also the bat having the jungle all CGI, like for Avatar as well. Making that.
It
just looks spectacular, and you wouldn't, at times you actually forget that it's all CGI.
Yeah, it feels really real, and it's I think it adds a bit of a fantastical element to it as well. And as far as the film goes, it is, I think, a bit of a cross between the animated movie and the book, from what I can gather.
Yeah.
There's certain things that call back to the animated film, which I think's nice and fun, but It is a different movie in a lot of ways as well.
Yeah, kind of structurally it does follow the original animated film. Yeah. But there's a lot of differences, and it's not sort of like there's humour in it, but there's also sort of that dramatic elements to it as well.
And like me, I'm sort of was wondering how much for kids it might be, but I think kids will be okay. It's about as traumatic as, you know, something like The Lion King, but maybe less so, because I think the deaths in that are quite dramatic, whereas here it's a bit different. I think kids can handle it pretty well.
Well, the kids are now screening. We went
No one seemed upset. Yeah. They were very into the movie. Yeah. It's a good adventure. It's your main character is a kid, so I think that's quite relatable to the younger audience as well.
And it kind of, and I think the young actor.
We're umming a lot.
Yeah, Neil Setti, I presume that's his name. I'm hoping so, but I think he did such a really good film. And this being his very first film.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's in a film where there's basically no sets.
Yeah.
And he's acting with nobody. Like, that would be very daunting for, like, any newcomer, especially for a young kid.
I'm assuming he would have had some of the actors voicing or someone there around him. I don't know. They wouldn't have done the motion capture at the same time.
Maybe the face capture or something like
that.
Yeah,
they would have had someone there, but what a find this kid was. He's really good. Very, very natural.
Yeah.
Very much the part. If you can hear something in the background, that's Lily. he's really good. What a great find for them.
I think everyone, even the major, vocal cards. Like, everyone sort of did a really good job with their performances. Like, Bill Murray's as perfect as Baloo.
Yeah, it's
Ben not, Kingsley as Bagheera
not,
as
yeah,
well.
Not yeah. the first names you might think. But Bill Murray, I think, nailed it as Baloo. And Baloo is quite a lovable character. And, Ben Kingsley, I think, is a bit of a natural for Bagheera as well.
And Idris was just so intimidating as...
Yeah.
As
he's quite scary.
Yeah, he is. Even I was like thinking, wow, he's actually a pretty intense villain.
Yeah, and the villain in the cartoon, the same character, obviously.
Yeah.
It's quite scary, intimidating, a really good villain. And this just, I think, is on another level.
Yeah, there's
almost
one scene in particular with Mowgli's mother, Bashka? Yeah.
I can't say it.
Yeah, Rushka. That,
what's her name? Rushka.
That was actually, it's just involving those two and her pups was actually a pretty sort of very intense scene.
The pups were so cute. Oh, I want one. I want a CGI wolf. Yeah, but the cast is really, really interesting. Like, Lupita Nyong'o, again, just really great. Christopher Walken, a bit of a weird one.
Yeah.
And the King Louis stuff,
it's really
strange,
it feels very out of tone with the rest of the movie.
But I can understand kind of where they're coming from and why they made him, that gigantic thing, just to make it more
imposing.
Of a fantasy. Yeah. But, interesting, thing.
And it's and if you think what's it like to watching Christopher Walken play an ape? It's exactly what how you expect Christopher Walken to approach a role as an ape.
It's interesting, but there's a lot of really great things. There's not a lot I can say on a negative side, because I just found it just that enjoyable.
Yeah, I found it really enjoyable too.
Yeah, I mean, if this is how Disney live action is going to be going forward, I'd be really happy. And I think Jon Favreau just seems to get better.
Yeah, I think this is probably his, in terms of blockbuster films, excluding Chef because that was a smaller film.
Yeah.
This one, I think, is probably his best blockbuster since the first Iron Man film.
Yeah, I think it's quite a movie, quite an achievement. They've done a lot with it, and I really hope people go out and see it and enjoy it.
Yeah, actually, I didn't bring this up to you before recording this episode, Marcy. Actually, in a way, this is actually sort of the screenwriter of the film, Justin Marks, I'm going to blow your mind when I say this.
Yeah.
His prior screenwriting credit for this before this movie was Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Wow. He's redeemed himself, exactly. I'd say.
Yeah, but he apparently... Oh, a bit of backstory. He's had a lot of screen... Well, he's actually a lot of his screenplays were really good. Like, he wrote Voltron movie, the He-Man movie... a Green Arrow film, and they were actually like really well priced scripts, but but they didn't get made, and Street Fighter was kind of the lesser of those ones. So yeah, I'd definitely say he did redeem himself with this film, because I thought it was pretty well written. Like, it's sort of like, even though I haven't read the book, but you can sort of sense like elements.
I really want to read it, because I don't actually recall reading it. I know I grew up with some of the film versions. And rewatching the cartoon yesterday was good preparation for this.
I'd say, like I agree with you earlier, like it probably is a combination of, well, definitely the animated film, but also books.
I think it does a good job of doing like both. But yeah, no, I'm really surprised. Really, one of the top films I've seen this year, I got to say.
I mean, with this and Cinderella, like from last year.
Yeah.
To me, it's like. They sort of had a couple missteps with sort of adapting sort of their animated films or doing changes, but with this and Cinderella, I think that it's definitely they're finding their groove when it comes to these live action versions of
gonna,
animated films.
You know, if they're going to keep doing it, this would be the right direction. Mm. I would definitely give Jon Favreau something else like this, because he's just, I think he's just going to get better with this kind of stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any other bits you want to say?
I was pretty happy with it. I really enjoyed it a lot. I definitely
had a good time with it.
Yeah, I had a good time with it. And I'd say it's definitely worth checking out for sure. Mm. Like even just not for families, but also, I mean, if you enjoyed Jon Favreau's stuff or if you love the animated film, definitely worth checking out, because I think it does it justice.
Yeah, there's a lot to enjoy. I would say, kids probably 5 and up. Just to be safe, so what's your rating?
I give it about a 4.
Four out of five as well. Really liked it. I look forward to seeing it again, actually. Yeah,
me too.
You can find us at supermarcy.com. You can follow me on Twitter if you like, at twitter.com/supermarcy. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/sm.com/superpodcast. If you so want, you can check me out on Etsy under Little Lily's Store. I'm not sure what the address is off the top of my head, so just
we could always put that in the show.
I could just add a link. I think that's it for me off the top of my head. What about you, Bede?
You can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/ Bejamine, or my Facebook page at facebook.com/Bejamine, or my fan page at facebook.com/ Terrible Aussie, and of course you can find my weekly writings at supermarcy.com.
And that's it from us. Hopefully we'll be back soon with a new podcast.
Yep, definitely.
So stay tuned for that, and thanks for listening. See ya.
See everyone.